Hello, this 5 minutes of the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 289-289. And we've been personalizing Psalm 91. We're now on verse 13. And how do you say it? By this time, you should be saying often, because I've told you how to meditate on the scripture. So what do you say? I tread upon the lion and the adder, or the cobra, or the snake, or the serpent, and upon the young lion. Okay, so the young lion and the dragon I trample underfoot. Oh, this is your story. I said, this is your story. He has given unto you authority to do that. So I said to you in the previous episode that Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power. And I said that power there should be authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So it's in the new covenant, in the new testament, he calls them scorpions. This is Jesus talking. Behold, I give unto you power, so authority to tread on snakes and scorpions. So as I said, it doesn't mean physical snakes and scorpions, but it's metaphorical. So that is a symbol of the enemy, of demonic activities, of devils, of trouble, affliction, of accident. So I've explained all that in the previous episode. So if this is your first time of listening, then you have to go back and listen to the other ones. Okay, so now let me show you the difference between power and authority. I think I've said it somewhere else. So if you've been listening to me by this time, you should know. And often when you listen once, don't just throw it away. You think you've heard everything. No. You just do morning, afternoon, evening, and see the difference. Now, by the time you are listening in the evening, something will struck you. Say, are you sure I listened to this? It's amazing. It's amazing. So do that morning, afternoon, evening. Just like how you take chloroquine, or you take paracetamol or aspirin or something. That's the way. So I'm prescribing for you what you should do. Hallelujah. So here you are saying, I tread on the on serpents. I tread on scorpions. I tread. You tread on them. You trample them. You crush. You trample over them in Jesus' mighty name. So power and authority. Now let me give you this example, and you would have to hire someone to make you not to understand this. You have to hire somebody who confuses, who can confuse you. But this, there is no way you cannot get this. So power and authority. Imagine that you have a truck, a 16 wheeler truck, big truck. You know, these trucks that can carry sand or stones, or you know, huge things. And you stand before that thing and you say, in the street, it's coming with force, 120 kilometers per hour, and it's coming at top speed, and you stand before it and you say it should stop. What will happen to you? You know, you are trying to use your own strength. I mean, like a human being, your physical strength. You know, and it's not like you are Superman or you are Spider-Man, just you ordinary, I mean like your ordinary strength as a woman or as a man or as a young child or as a young lady. You stand in the street and you're going to use those hands to stop a 16-wheeler truck. And you know your story, you know how it will end. Definitely to mash you like mashed potatoes. But when a policeman is in police uniform, he stands with authority in the middle of the road, and he stretches out his hand. No talking, just stretch out his hand. And the stretching of the hand says, he's saying to the driver and to that truck, stop. And do you know that they will stop? They must stop, unless it's an unruly country, a country of war or something. I mean, but under normal circumstances, what we know is that when you do that, that thing must stop. That 16 wheels with all its power. So the first one was power that crushes you and mashes you into potatoes, mashed potatoes. But this is authority that stops that power. Authority over that power. Authority over that power. And that is why he said, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. That is Luke 10:19. Authority over power. Authority over power. So if you were standing in the road and using your bare hands to hold the cars or hold that truck and say, no, you cannot go. You'll be very, very funny. Very funny. And you'll definitely get hurt. But if you use authority, that is the policeman in his police uniform with the government behind his back. Government is invisible, cannot see the government, but he knows, and everybody driving knows that there is authority here. He lifts his hand, and you cannot do anything but stop, because authority has spoken. You know, they know, everybody knows that the policeman has authority. You're blessed, 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 blessed. Bye.